quality concrete.
Is Jim in by chance?
Sorry, he's not. Can I help you?
Yeah, do you know when he might be getting back in today, or is it just kind of hit and miss throughout the day?
He's on a job site today, so...
I see. Yeah, I'm just following up here on some financing you guys did with GE Capital. Is there maybe a controller or an office manager that helps with the finances I'd be able to speak to?
I take care of most of that.
Okay, my name is Tyler. I'm calling on behalf of Cardiff. We had extended an offer here about 2 weeks ago. It was based off some good lending history you had with GE Capital. Do you recall receiving that?
Possibly. I received so many things.
Got your hands full over there?
Yeah.
The offer was actually a pre-approval for some equipment as well as working capital, and you had been pre-approved for right around $250,000. I just kind of wanted to touch base with the business and kind of see where you guys were at and what you had planned going down the road here towards the end of this quarter.
I don't really think, he wants to, get into borrowing, additional monies. Just for working capital. I mean, I think he's, doing fine in that area at this point. But definitely, if he, goes to, borrow any additional monies for equipment, I'm sure it'll be through GE Capital. which is now Wells Fargo, though, right?
That was going to be the thing I brought up, was the fact that I'm pretty sure they got out of the lending game here a few years back, so I just wanted to see if they had, did they just pass you off to, like, a local bank, or did you say Wells Fargo is what they passed you off to?
Yeah, Wells Fargo.
And did they just, was it like a line of credit that you had with them, or what was the situation there?
I guess loans for equipment.
It was equipment loan?
Yeah.
I see. What equipment do you guys usually look to finance there? Is it pretty big equipment there, or what do you guys do there?
Usually Bobcats.
I see.
Probably in the 50 to 60 range.
I see. Have you guys ever looked to going straight through the vendor, or have looked around to what else you guys might be able to get there on an offer?
I believe that's just the... who he usually uses for that.
I see.
Because he's already established with them.
Of course. We're definitely not trying to step on any toes there. If you guys have a good relationship there with Wells,
right,
by all means, definitely don't burn bridges there.
Right.
But you don't have to leave them to do business with us. We're kind of a secondary source of funding. We usually operate it on a much faster pace than your typical nationwide bank, and we're usually able to get you a little bit more funds than they typically can, too. How's business been for you guys? Have you been picking up with summer here?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Is this typically the busy season for you, or is it just kind of vary throughout the year?
This is the busy season.
I got you. You guys still have operations, though, in the winter?
Weather permitting.
You guys not do snow operations or anything like that?
Yeah. And again, that's weather permitting.
Much more intense too on the labor, I'm sure. But yeah, I mean, it sounds like you guys are in a good situation, but if anything does come up down the road, piece of equipment breaks down or some projects start stacking up on you, do you guys ever get put on like a net 30 or a net 60 payout structure there with some of those contracts you guys have?
Not really, no.
It's all pretty upfront with you guys.
Yeah. We don't have a problem with any of our vendors paying.
I see. Does Jim maybe just have a good email there? I can shoot him my information there for if anything does come up down the road.
The only email he has is here at the office that I would get.
Yeah.
You said you'd already sent something, didn't you?
We sent it direct mail, so...
I see. And you're from who again?
I'm calling from Cardiff. We're a private business bank in San Diego. So we had extended the offer here about 2 weeks ago. We like to align ourselves with companies that show both a good lending history and their D&B credit profile status being shown there. So based off those factors, those were the reasons why we had extended the offer your way.
Right. Okay. But you say you did send something in the mail to our physical address.
Correct. That's kind of why I was following up here. I just wanted to see if you had received it yet. It was about 2 weeks ago, so it should have hit your mailbox by now, but sometimes with the way things get transported and lost sometimes, I just kind of wanted to follow up and just kind of go over that with you. So.
Okay. Well, I mean, you have our mailing address. I don't have a problem with you know, mailing stuff, but I'd not give out the email just because of getting so many emails from, you know, companies.
No, yeah, I totally understand. It would just be one email there, but it's completely fine. I can maybe just touch base here next quarter and just kind of see where things are at with the company. And if there's any needs there, we can definitely get you going there in the process.
Okay, perfect. All right. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Enjoy the rest of your week.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.